If you want to understand tangibly why lower-income and working people in America are angry, listen to Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Julian Castro speaking back in 2014.
The nation is losing 10,000 units of public housing every year, mainly due to disrepair. Making things worse, this is happening as funding from Washington decreases. Communities are wondering how they can preserve their public housing in this tough fiscal climate. The answer for many of them is HUD's Rental Assistance Demonstration Initiative.
To deal with the crisis of low-income people being priced out of the housing market, the federal government created RAD, Rental Assistance Demonstration. It was intended as a pilot program that sold public housing units to private developers who would repair and maintain those units for two 20-year contracts. Rolled out in 2012, before Castro was secretary, he tripled the number of units included in that program to 185,000 nationwide. And 4,000 of those units are in Baltimore. In 2014, that city's housing authority sold 22 buildings, or 40% of the city's public housing stock, to private developers. Is this program a first step in dealing with the affordable housing crisis in America? To get a read from Baltimore, we hear now from Jessica Lewis, organizer with Right to Housing Alliance, and Paul Graziano, commissioner of housing for the city of Baltimore and executive director of the Housing Authority of Baltimore City. Can the private sector repair enough units to put a dent in this supply crisis?
First of all, it's not going to create supply problems. But what will create supply problems with respect to the RAD properties is if we didn't take this action, these units would be uninhabitable in a matter of just a few years. So when I've met with residents throughout the city who are in these developments, my first statement in stark terms is I got two plans, a two-year plan and a 200-year plan. And obviously, we need to get these units in a position where they're going to be preserved.
Jessica, what's wrong with that, 2 years versus 200 years?
The problem sits in this larger context of this neoliberal agenda of privatizing everything, as my good friend Lester Spence likes to say, it's part of the neoliberal turn of thinking that the private market is better equipped to handle these services that are intended to help low-income people. And we know from working with tenants who are in the private market right now that it just doesn't work that way.
Let's just focus on the crisis for a moment. I mean, I think those arguments are good ones, Jessica. Are there people who are going to get into livable housing units over the next 2 years under this program, regardless of how difficult things are going to get after that?
Well, I think that there aren't many people who are going to get into new units. This isn't going to create more affordable housing. I think people are going to be in a better situation in terms of the habitability of their units that already exist.
Well, it's not a short term. It is providing long-term physical viability of these properties over almost 4,400 units in 26 different sites. But the point is, without this investment of $350 million, this inventory will be lost. So it's a preservation program. RAD is a preservation program.
Jessica, isn't it the case that as long as there is a disparity between luxury housing being built and affordable housing being built in Baltimore, the same tensions and frustrations exist within the community?
We have an inclusionary housing law in Baltimore that requires residential developments over a certain number of units to include a percentage of affordable units into that development. And unfortunately, that law as it currently stands allows for the housing commissioner, currently Commissioner Graziano, to waive that affordable housing requirement if it's going to be an undue burden on the developer, whatever that means.
Well, first of all, the inclusionary housing ordinance is very poorly drafted. And it's not that I make a discretionary decision to, quote, waive the requirement. It is that I am compelled to not impose that requirement on a developer unless the city will, quote, make the developer whole, meaning in this case spend over $180 million for those affordable units. We don't have that money. We are in discussions right now, the city council and the mayor and a group of folks working together to try to figure out ways to improve that ordinance. If the topic is specifically about the RAD program, though, what I would say, I'd go back to the fundamental point that the federal government has really dramatically reduced its commitment to affordable housing.
All right, so that's a good setup for this final question then before we go. Jessica Lewis and Paul Graziano, stipulating that people's intentions are good here, and maybe you can argue with that, and the RAD program exists, et cetera. The Obama administration says that affordable housing supply and segregation in housing in America is a big priority. Do you believe those issues are being addressed in any significant way right now in Baltimore as we move into the second half of 2016? Jessica?
I don't think they are. I think as we see in the RAD program, the RAD program is kind of fixed in geographic areas where the public housing infrastructure already exists. And I think in some of those areas, particularly in neighborhoods that are gentrifying, that are where the sort of neighborhood character is turning over, the economic status of neighborhood residents is turning over, I think that having the public housing building established there is, it's going to be the last standing remnant of the neighborhood that inadvertently serves the desegregation problem.
Well, just to clarify, you're saying that the RAD program works where it's already public housing, so that means segregation will remain, and you don't believe there are enough units in other neighborhoods that are being transformed by gentrification. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, and I think the idea in RAD, and Commissioner Graziano can correct me here if I'm wrong, but is that at some point, the residents in the RAD-affected buildings will be offered housing choice mobility vouchers where they'll be able to move out of those properties into areas that might help to affirmatively further fair housing.
Let me pick up on that last point. The federal statute that created RAD does, in fact, provide for, at the tenant's discretion, them to come to the housing authority and ask for a voucher. In this case, after 2 years of occupancy, they can use that voucher anywhere in the country. They're not required to use it in a, quote, community of opportunity or anywhere. They can go anywhere in the nation with that voucher, and it is totally discretionary. Nobody has to leave where they are.
That's Paul Graziano, Commissioner of Housing for the City of Baltimore, Executive Director of Housing Authority of Baltimore City. And Jessica Lewis is an organizer with the Right to Housing Alliance.